or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning, Key. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this bright and sunshiny Saturday morning. A little nip in the air, but Mother Nature has a little bit of warm-up coming in store for us. But it was a warm night at the Albia Community High School last night as Clark came to town in the South Central Conference rivalry. Blue Demons split. Ladies and Blue Demons split with Clark last night. Ladies coming up on the short side. But the Blue Demons with a big victory last night, and we're going to have a chance to talk with Coach Kevin Archer about last night's performance and a big week ahead for both ladies and the Blue Demons in conference action. We're also going to catch up with Coach Dave Winger. The calendar is starting to turn, and we'll be turning into February, and that means that the basketball and wrestling calendars are going to turn into playoff time, and Coach Dave Winger is taking his team on the road, and that's where we're heading right now, over to Fairfield, to watch the boys perform and their final dual tournament of the season before the playoffs begin. The journey to the well begins next Saturday. 1 week from today, we'll be over at the Albia High School broadcasting the sectional wrestling tournament as the dreams of our Albia wrestlers and those from Southern Iowa come to fruition on those mats that'll be laying on the hardwood of the Albia Community High School gymnasium, and that'll be a great environment. I encourage you to get out and get over there and celebrate our kids and get behind them, and it'll be really big moments for them. Outstanding wrestlers. You look up and down Albia's wrestling lineup, and I'll tell you, all these kids have a shot to move on and to get their chance to go to Wells Fargo Arena. We're going to talk with Coach Winger. Had a conversation with him last night between the boys and girls game, and a nice long conversation breaking down each of the individual weight classes and really setting the expectations and the standards of what they're looking for in these final 2 weeks of the regular season. We got lots to talk about, including Radio Iowa, the Hawks and Cyclones with a busy weekend as well, and then so much more going on in the sports world. We'll check with Radio Iowa and this, Coach Winger, and Coach Archer when we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here comes Aaron Ambrose. Aaron, out to Gravert. Gravert smartly holds the basketball. They're going to kill some clock here. Cox with it. Back to Gabe. Gabe to the right side, Aaron Ambrose. Ambrose splits the defenders, kicks it back out to Cox. Final 8 seconds. Albia's going to get the South Central Conference win here. Mason takes the time, dribbles it up a little bit, going to kill the final seconds off the clock, and you heard it right there. That is the sound of the buzzer. And the final score tonight in the second game, 73-57. The Blue Demons get the win in convincing style. Big night out of Tanner Kellogg, 24 points for Kellogg, 26 for Matt Baker. Tanner win with his biggest performance maybe of his high school career. Kind of a performance I think you can get out of Tanner win every night, and a big night for him.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
What a great performance last night by the Blue Demons. Get the win in South Central Conference action. Always tough contest in South Central Conference basketball, and the Blue Demons get the win 73-57. And it was a big night for Tanner Wynn. I tell you, he spends a lot of time working on his basketball game, and he's an outstanding shooter. Maybe one of the best shooters on the team really can drain it from downtown. But last night he found his dribble drive and really put on a show. And was that third scorer last night that the Blue Demons continue to need to seek and find, and they're finding it. And it really kind of speaks to the depth of this basketball team. And Coach Archer and I are going to talk about that here in just a second. We did last night in our conversation after the basketball game, but when you look up and down that roster at the quality of athletes the Blue Demons can throw out on the basketball court, and it really gives Coach Archer a nice weaponry to work with. And Tanner Wynn with a big night last night. Zach Eugen really doing some great things for the Blue Demons after he's rejoined the basketball team. And then you look at guys like Mason Cox. What an outstanding basketball player he's developed into, and he's put a lot of hard work into his basketball game. And he's a guy that can give you those solid minutes and give you those points you need. And Gabe Gravert, we'll talk about Gabe and here in just a second with Coach Archer. But here's a guy that's limited minutes in starting time or in playing time, but is a guy that gives everything he has. And you need guys like that in your program. And sometimes those guys that don't get many varsity minutes, they get overlooked in the scorebook and maybe don't get their name mentioned as much on the air when we're broadcasting. But I can tell you that you have to have guys that are dedicated to the team. And that's hard to do, I'll tell you. When the minutes don't come and you're a 15, 17-year-old kid and you're in high school, and it's tough not to be sometimes a little bit selfish and want those minutes. But that's not the character of these kids. They come and they work really, really hard. And because of that effort, they make their teammates better. And then Coach Archer and the coaching staff know they can go to them in those really important minutes to provide the things that the team needs at that time. And this team is full of high-character guys, which makes it a lot of fun to watch and broadcast and celebrate like we did last night. Had a chance to catch up with Coach Archer after last night's basketball game, and great week for the Blue Demons, a busy week for the Blue Demons in South Central Conference action, and another week ahead, and here's the conversation we had.
With me now is the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer. Coach, a great win for you guys over Clark tonight, a big win, 73-57, the final score.
real big night out of the two guys that are consistent scoring leaders for you, Matt Baker and Tanner Kellogg. And before we get to their game, I just got to mention Tanner Wynn. I thought he had probably his best performance overall as a varsity basketball player. 14 points for him is what I had on night. And not only was he able to make the baskets, but his dribble penetration allowed him to get his teammates open.
Yeah, and I thought he had a great night Tuesday, too. He's been really good. He's had a great week of basketball, and he's coming around. It's a confidence thing. But you know, if we could get him into the point, if we could get to the point where he's knocking that shot down, and once he starts feeling confident about his jumper, then that's going to be another threat. That's going to be another legitimate scoring threat. So hopefully we can get that happening here before the end of the year. But no, he's had a great week. He's had a really great week. So really proud of him. And you know, he's known his role so well all year. You know, he rarely takes a bad shot. That Davis County game. You know, I mean, he does so many things, good things, so many good things, and then, you know, hits that corner three when we're down six with three to go, and he's been clutch. He's really embraced some of these late game moments, and he's been really good.
Big week for you guys, really was. You know, it starts with Davis County. We'll get back to tonight's ball game, but it really starts with Davis County, and I thought that was a crucial win for you guys, not just in terms of wins and losses on the season, but the mental aspect of the game, and to get a tight one on the road, Davis County never easy. And to get it the way you did, that had to give you a lot of momentum going into tonight and give you that extra heartbeat that you had going into a little stretch that you guys ran into.
Right, right. And to top it off, I didn't really feel like we shot the ball exceptionally well down at Davis County. So, you know, to go down there, not shoot very well, you know, and able to get the win. Being down six with, I don't know what it was, 2.5 or maybe it was closer to 3. I don't remember. But, yeah, just a great win. And the way that our guys stuck together there in the fourth and battled and handled all the adversity, that was special too. So no, that was exceptional. And then, you know, tonight a bounce back against a Clark team that we beat pretty good over there, and they shot the ball well tonight. We didn't defend as well as we needed to, but still came out with a win. And like you've already noted, I think we got what we normally get out of Kellogg and Baker, but a little bit more balance. You know, three guys in double figures tonight, and you know, we're going to need that.
Zach Hugan, you know, I thought he's really starting to get his legs, starting to get his momentum. You know, he's a really good athlete, and he's a guy that's capable of being that third scorer. He's capable of being the top scorer on the team. He's got the athletic ability to be a scorer for you, but mm-hmm. the things that he can really do is provide that extra heartbeat on defense. He's got that great athleticism. He can be a shutdown type defender.
Yeah, another guy that has a great mentality, and I think Devaney had five. He had seven tonight. Zach did a nice job on him. And Tuesday, I was really pretty proud of him against Michaels. You know, Michaels takes a lot of shots, and Michaels is a big part of their offense. And I thought Michaels really, really had to battle to get his 22. And I know holding a guy to 22, but I thought Zach did an excellent job. Had to play a lot of minutes tonight. I'm not too sure that I got him a rest because I really needed him on Devaney. I wanted to go a little bit deeper, and I wanted to play another guard or two, but it was just that situation where I thought Zach was the best matchup on Devaney, and you know, Clark had a couple other guys go off, but we were concerned about Devaney with his length and his ability to shoot, and you know, I stated it the last time we talked too, Zach's attitude's been wonderful, so it's been you know, great to get him back, and he's been in a good place.
Coach, the season gets long, lots of nights of basketball, can get some weary legs, and yet I look over at you guys, you're in good condition, and you're deep. And I think, you know, you threw a lot of players out on the court tonight that got some really solid minutes for you, and I think that really can help you as you get to this part of the season where those legs start to really get wobbly.
Right, I agree. And what we're struggling with right now, we have a couple guys that didn't get a ton of time tonight that are very capable. You know, and I think that's a little bit frustrating to me, but you look at your matchups and you look at the way the games are going, you know, and sometimes you just kind of get caught in a rut of the best matchups you have out there and the way that guys are playing together. But, yeah, there's some guys that people didn't see a lot of minutes from tonight that are capable of giving us that time. So that's a really good thing, you know, when we get into those tight games and those situations where we've got to rely on, you know, maybe we get in a little bit more foul trouble or situations like that. You know, we've got some guys that are ready. You know, Gabe Gravert's one of them. You know, you want to talk about a leader. You want to talk about a guy that's in it for the right reasons. Gabe's going to be someone that I talk about from 10 years from now, you know. just a class act and does whatever it takes for us to get better, and such a leader and just an exceptional guy. So
you look up on the we're in your room after tonight's game, classroom, and I look up there on the 2006-2007 basketball team that came state qualifiers. That team had a lot of guys just like this team does, with guys that maybe don't get a lot of minutes, but they were dedicated guys to making their teammates better in practice. And I remember off that team doing those interviews going to the well. Those guys took a lot of care about making their teammates better. Maybe they didn't get the minutes on the floor, but because they had that depth, I think those guys helped that team get to the place where it could be.
Right, high character guys is what they are, high character guys. And we talked, very first meeting we had, you know, I said, who are those guys going to be this year? You know, I rattled off the guys that we've had the last 5 or 6 years, you know, the ones that have been unselfish and did whatever was best for us, and especially the years where, you know, we had a little bit more success. And I said, who am I going to be telling stories about next year? Who are those guys going to be? And those, you know, those are the guys that you're so proud of, because 16, 17, 18 years old, it's pretty easy to be selfish. It's pretty easy to get wrapped up in things. You oftentimes have people telling you 100 different things. You know, you've got a lot of people that think they have a real good feel for the game and the way that things should develop and how things should be working. And you get someone in your ear, or, you know, it's pretty easy to lose confidence. Pretty easy to bail out on your teammates. It's pretty easy to get wrapped up in yourself and what's going on. And, you know, when you have guys like Gabe and some of these others that are in the same boat as him, that are in it for the right reasons and just want to be part of something successful, you know, those are special guys.
Coach, it's a special team and guys that are getting better. And, you know, I think this coming week for you is another important week for you. You know, you guys got to keep the momentum going. You got Davis County coming back here, and you have a chance to finish the season really strong. I think you have 6 games left, and all of those are winnable games.
Right, absolutely. You know, we get to go down to Center. We'll get another shot at them, a game that we didn't play very well at all, but against a really, really good team. You know, there's lots of opportunities left. So we talked about that. We talked about the games we have coming up. You know, the scary bit is there isn't really anybody left that can't beat us.
Right.
You know, so we've got to be ready to go, and we've got to be focused every night, and we've got to do all the little things that it takes to win a basketball game. So, you know, it's one of those things that where, you know, with what we have left, we could really get on a roll here and win out, or we could struggle, because every night's going to be. I mean, there's going to be some really tight ball games here going down to the stretch coming up to tournament time, and that's a good thing.
Coach, congratulations on 2 big wins this week, and looking forward to another big week for you guys. And before I get out there, I just have to mention Tanner Kellogg's. You're going to see the 23 points he put up, but the 24 rebounds are the ones that are going to stand out to me.
Yeah, absolutely, and he was giving us a hard time. He had 24 with 5 minutes to go, so we were kind of giving him a hard. We took him out with a minute and a half like we should. And he was giving us a hard time about taking him out with 5 rebounds to go. And I was like, Tanner, you had 5.5 minutes to get 5 rebounds. You know, he had 11, you said, in the first quarter. So, no, and that's always something that we've talked to him about, that he can be a little bit selfish about. You know, those are rebounds. Rebounds are something that he can go get, and he can be selfish about how many rebounds he gets. And he's an exceptional rebounder, you know, an exceptional rebounder. Maybe not the best at. I mean, you wouldn't watch him in a practice or watch how he goes about it. But he's just got a real nose for the basketball. And we always struggle with TK, because when he doesn't get a rebound, we want him to box out. And the fact of the matter is that he puts himself in such a good position for rebounds that sometimes his positioning, a lot of times his positioning is more important than his box out. Yeah. And that's really hard for me to handle, because I never did anything really other than box out. But He's one of those guys that some things really come easy to him, and he's a guy that's gotten better from all the basketball that he's played. So, happy for him when he has a night like this, because 24, I think the school record's 28, and we were talking about that a couple weeks ago. I was like, man, that's a tough record to get. That's something that I didn't think anybody would touch, and the guys behind us keeping stats tonight were like, the coaches were asking. I was like, oh, he can't. I didn't think he had 24, but... yeah, a heck of a night out of him, and really just everybody tonight did good things. And I just like where we're at. I like where we're at mentally right now. And that's, kind of odd to say, but I just feel like these last couple of days, you know, we've gotten a little bit closer as a team, and I really feel like we've got people on the right page. So at the very least, you know, we're going to do this together, and you know, we're gonna finish as a team. I really have confidence in that. So, and that's something that, you know, you can't really take for granted, because there's a lot of teams that fall apart this time of year and don't believe in each other and are upset about how things are going. But we've had some ups and downs, and we've done a really nice job keeping together.
Absolutely, Coach. And you know, one thing that's going to make a difference as you go down the stretch in tight games is free throws. And that allowed you guys to separate at the end, 10 straight free throws, and made three free throws, and that's crucial. And you get that kind of consistency at the free throw line, crucial late games when it really matters at the end of the season. That's huge.
Right.
That's character, too. That's the mental aspect.
Yeah, and that's nice to see, because we've had games where we've really struggled from the line. Sheraton, I feel like that lost the game for us at Sheraton, was free throws. So it was nice to see that tonight. Tanner Kellogg made some free throws. I thought Tanner Wynn made some free throws. You know, Matt Baker shoots a pretty high percentage, and he had two really big ones down at Davis County. That's, you know, if we need to make free throws, that's the guy we really like to get it in his hands. But it's nice when you get other people to the line and they respond by knocking those shots down. And we've handled it a little bit more in practice. We've kind of tried to do some pressure free throw type of situations. You know, I'm not a believer that you go 5 for 17 one night and you make them shoot 100 free throws the next day. I mean, that free throws are so mental. You know, we just play little free throw games and have a little bit of fun, but put a little bit of pressure on maybe your fifth free throw, or just do some games where you start to think about how big of a free throw this is, and I think that's what builds confidence come game time. But
well, Coach, Matt Baker continues to be just an outstanding leader for you guys. 26 points, another big night for him, and he's just a master with the basketball. And as he keeps on developing, you got to remember where he's at. He just keeps on developing. He demands double teams. He demands defenses to really collapse on him, and he's going to get his points. But one thing that's really going to elevate his basketball game too is he's going to continue to find open guys because he demands so much attention.
And he's going to get better at that.
Yeah,
he's going to get better at that. He's going to start develop some of these aspects of the point guard position that you don't see him have mastered yet. And the great thing about him is that he loves basketball. I mean, if he can keep this passion and this drive, I tell you what, it really sets him apart from a lot of people, because he wants to get better. He wants so badly to get better. You know, he's always shooting. We challenged the guys, and we're going to do a better job this summer of challenging guys to get shots up, but we had them log their shot chart sheets, and these shot chart sheets are single spaced, and when Matt turned him in, they're single spaced double sided. He turned two in to me, and I was like, wow. And it took me a while to total them up, but he made over 18,000 baskets last summer.
Made. Yeah.
So we're looking at, if he shoots better than 50% when no one's guarding him, but you got to think that, you know, give him 30,000 shots that he got up, and you know, anybody want to sit down and do the math and think from April to August how many shots you need to average up and get up a day? I mean, that's someone that's really, you know, that's someone that's backing up the talk. And, hey, I'm going to get shots up. He backed it up. So,
well, I remember broadcasting a baseball game about 100 degrees out there, and it was a miserable night. And look over to the right from the press box, and I knew who it was because I heard a dribble.
Yeah,
and it was Matt Baker out there shooting baskets. And I didn't think I commented on the air. You know, that this is what's going to pay dividends in February. Is the time he's putting in July.
Yeah, he's a bit of a throwback. I don't see a lot of kids out in the driveway or out at the park shooting jumpers, but he'll find a basket and he'll get some shots up. And it's just such a great example. A lot of our freshmen that anybody has come out and gotten to see play, they kind of picked up on that a little bit last summer. Had a handful of them really dedicate themselves to getting in on the gun and getting some shots up. And hopefully that's something that we can just keep developing and keep pushing. And because, you know, it's just nice to be able to say, hey, look at what happened last summer. Look at what happened during the season. You know, look at this has paid off. So,
well, that's the way, you know, your program's been very consistent. Other things I can say about you as a coach is your program's been consistent. You've put out competitive teams, and you know, you've had your really great teams, but you never have a dog ever, and that's because you're building consistency. And we have guys like Matt Baker to emulate, guys like Austin Lewis, who may not put up points but do everything it takes, guys like Gabe Gravert. You got those guys you can point to, those freshmen and those underclassmen. They're getting something to look at to shape their future.
Right, right. And there's three or four other guys we didn't mention tonight, but we've got a good solid group of guys, and it's just a season. The season is just amazing. All the ups and the downs and the stuff that happens, and the stuff that's out of our control that happens, and the stuff that we need to deal with. And Austin Luce is going to be remembered for a really long time too, because he's special. He's a special leader. He's on another level. I mean, I've had some really good leaders, and he's right up there with any of them. I mean, I just so impressed with how he's handled our team and been not really an assistant coach from the standpoint of X's and O's, but an assistant coach just from an emotional standpoint and picking up on things when guys need a text or when guys need a call, and just stuff that he does on his own, and just an exceptional guy. Just so lucky to have him. So just one of the many guys that are contributing and continue to get better.
Well, take away the basketball on the court, and in the end you got kids are trying to become men, and coach's job on basketball courts is to teach them the game of basketball, but in that process you're helping them become better men. Coach, thanks so much for all that you guys are doing, you and your coaching staff, and we're looking forward to another great week of Blue Demon basketball.
Appreciate talking to me.
Head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer. We'll take a quick time out, come back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We'll be back after this timeout.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905. The calendar reminds me that another season is coming. Valentine's Day, it kind of creeps up on us, but it is February 14th every year.
It's a good time to show that we care for people, and our delicious homemade candy is a good way to do it. We have many beautiful heart-shaped boxes.
But many people get our regular candy boxes, which of course we'll wrap up pretty for you. And we also have items around the store that make great gifts.
So, call us at 800-479-1343 or use our website at www.piperscandy.com to place an order.
Or stop by and see us in person. That's Piper's since 1905.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Craig, what are we doing with all these flat-screen TVs, laptops, and iPads?
It's Big Barn Harley-Davidson and Route 65 Harley-Davidson Shop's Big Game Giveaway December 26th through February 2nd.
How does it work?
Purchase a new or pre-owned motorcycle from Big Barn Harley-Davidson or Route 65 Harley-Davidson Shop December 26th through February 2nd and choose a laptop, fourth-generation iPad, or a 50-inch flat-screen TV for the big football game on February 3rd.
Wow, what a great deal.
In addition to that, pay no interest until April with no payments until May during the Big Game Giveaway.
Sounds like a party.
It could be a party. With your motorcycle purchase, you are automatically registered for a chance to win a $1,000 big game party of your choice to be given away January 26th.
A laptop, iPad, or flat screen TV, plus no interest, no payments, and a $1,000 party drawing?
That's right.
Life is what you make it.
And we make it one hell of a ride.
Don't miss the February 3rd big game giveaway December 26th through February 2nd.
Big Barn Harley-Davidson, I-80 and 2nd Avenue in Des Moines.
Route 65, Harley-Davidson Shop, Highway 65, 69 in Indianola.
See dealer for details with approved credit. Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Outstanding interview with Coach Archer, such a great guy, and really cares about the kids. And he's got his team playing very, very good basketball. And this is still a very young team looking forward to a very bright future. Had a lot going on in the sports world and lots of South Central Conference basketball games last night. Scotty Fry back on the board is going to give us the scores from last night's contest, and then we'll hear from Radio Iowa and get you updated with all that's going on in this big sports world of ours. Scotty Fry, take it away.
All right, thank you, Jason. In girls basketball, it was Albia 23, Clark 50. Indianola defeated Ottumwa 48-17. Newton over Knoxville 56-34. It was Pella over Grinnell 65-61. Again, in girls basketball, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont over Centerville, 76-41. Prairie City, Monroe over Collins, Maxwell, Baxter, 77-32. Pella Christian, 49 over Oskaloosa, 43. Lamoni, 29 over Melcher, Dallas, 23. Moulton Udell, 61 over Seymour, 18. North Nahaska, 55 over HLV, 18. Now, taking a look at boys basketball, it was Albia, 73, Clark, 57. Centerville, 84. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 63. Sheraton, 71. Davis County, 51. Nottoway Valley, 71 over Wayne, 39. Prairie City, Monroe, 67 over Collins, Maxwell, Baxter, 57. Again, in boys basketball, Moulton Udell, 92 over Seymour, 18. North Mahaska, 48 over HLV, 27. Twin Cedars over Mormon Trail, 54-37. Now let's take a look at sports around the state. Here is Radio Iowa.
Radio Iowa Sports, I'm Pat Curtis. In men's college basketball this afternoon, Iowa State plays host to Big 12 rival Kansas State. The Wildcats are 4-1 in the league after a loss at home to Kansas, while the Cyclones are trying to bounce back from a disappointing loss at Texas Tech.
You look at this thing, you know, I know, you know, Coach Floyd used to have a plus-minus thing for us where you go out on the road and get a win, you plus one. If you win at home, it's even, and if you lose at home, it's a minus. You know, we're still in the plus category right now. We're plus one, and we've got to go home and protect our home court on Saturday.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. Iowa State is 3-2 in the Big 12. The Cyclones and Wildcats tip off at 12:30 this afternoon. In the Missouri Valley Conference today, Northern Iowa has a noon tip-off at Indiana State. Tomorrow, Drake plays at Missouri State. The Iowa Hawkeyes return to Big Ten action tomorrow with a game at Purdue. Free throws were an issue in this week's loss at Ohio State as the Hawks connected on only 13 of 26 from the stripe.
That's just something we just got to keep working on. You know, we got to the free throw line and, you know, I missed three of them and, you know, a couple guys, you know, kept, you know, missed some. You know, it's just like, you know, that's a couple points that, you know, it could have been, you know, adding us. You know, we could have even had the lead there. So, you know, just stuff like that, you know, the little things that we just got to keep, you know, getting better at.
That's junior forward Zach McCabe. Iowa and Purdue tip off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. More sports in a minute. This is Radio Iowa.
Max, the INS dude here, helping INS honor athletes across Iowa. Here's your INS Player of the Week.
4A West Des Moines Valley senior Peter Jock averaged 33 points in a pair of victories and included a career-high 41 in an overtime win against Urbandale. 3A Vinton Shelsburg senior Grant Sagan averaged 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 steals in 2 wins. Sagan scored 25 points, added 9 boards and 4 steals in the victory over Clear Creek Amana. IKM Manning's TJ Sterk is the winner in 2A. The senior averaged 20.5 points, 13 rebounds, and 5.5 steals in 2 wins. He scored 25 points, hauled down 13 rebounds in a victory over Ridgeview. And in 1A, Storm Lake St. Mary senior Kennedy Dre averaged 21 points, 16 rebounds, and a pair of wins. He scored 18 points, had 16 boards, and blocked 10 shots in a victory over Manson Northwest Webster.
INS and your local independent telecommunications company, actively supporting high school athletics and the youth of Iowa's future.
The Iowa Hawkeye women will be out for revenge on Sunday when they visit number 23 Michigan.
You know, that was the game they got us on our home court. So going to their place is going to be tougher. They have, I think, been the surprise team in the Big Ten. They only have one loss now, and that was a very close game against Penn State, a loss on Michigan's home court. So Michigan playing very, very well, and an opportunity for us to pay them back for the loss they gave us on our home court.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Wolverines are coming off a win Thursday night over Indiana. The Iowa women beat Wisconsin Thursday 71-60. The Iowa State women play at West Virginia tonight, while Drake hosts Northern Iowa tomorrow afternoon. In college wrestling today, number 4 Iowa visits number 3 Minnesota for a 3 p.m. duel. Both teams' lone losses this season came to Oklahoma State. In Cedar Falls tomorrow, number 21 UNI will try to claim their third win this season over a top 25 ranked team as number 7 Missouri visits West Gym. All 10 wrestlers on Missouri's starting roster qualified for last year's NCAA tournament.
Missouri's a very solid team from top to bottom. They've won 25 and their heavyweights are both, you know, top ranked guys. And then in between, they're ranked almost every single weight class.
That's UNI coach Doug Schwab. The Panthers and Tigers square off at 2 p.m. tomorrow in West Gym in Cedar Falls. This is Radio Iowa.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Double digit raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Wendell Campbell would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Wendell Campbell today at 673-4462 because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's there. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34-5. The Coach's Corner underway here, and we're moving right along, heading our way over to Fairfield, where we're going to catch up with the Albia Blue and Wrestling team. They have their final wrestling tournament of the season, and last night, between the boys and the girls' games, I had a chance to catch up with Coach Dave Winger, talk about this outstanding wrestling team, talk about this important tournament today, but more importantly, the preparation for 1 week from today, which is the the hosting of the sectional tournament right here in Abia. Please get out and watch these young wrestlers fight their way, claw their way to a chance to earn a berth to the Wells Fargo Arena, where we will be with some new technology we're going to unfold to you. And, of course, we'll bring you all the action, wall-to-wall coverage. We will be the only station in there that will open the doors and the last people to walk out from Wells Fargo Arena, broadcasting all the Southern Iowa wrestlers, but, of course, with our eyes firmly fixed on this Blue Demon Wrestling team. Had a chance to catch with Coach Art or Coach Winger, and here's the conversation we had last night.
I've got the honor sitting next to the outstanding head coach of the Abia Blue Demon Wrestling team, head coach Dave Winger. And, Coach, glad to have you along here, but you guys are really getting to the home stretch. Right now it is go time, absolutely go time. Had a chance this last week to get a little breather in on Sunday, take a little time off and get your guys refreshed. Because you know this is the home stretch.
That's right. You know, we got a week from tomorrow, and, you know, that's when our playoffs start. So, you know, we kind of wind it down, actually. You'd think that, you know, with the stakes being so high that we'd ramp things up a little bit, but we don't. You know, we start to wind down. The guys aren't going to get in any better shape at this point, and it's a pretty brutal schedule that we've been running. So we give them some time off, and we catch our breath, and the coaches need it as well. So it was a nice week last week for sure.
You guys really paid the price early in the season to make sure your guys were physically ready, and I think that's really paid off, because it seems to me in the second half of the season you really were able to focus more on technique instead of maybe things in the past where you had to worry about weight and getting conditioning in. You guys, and that gives you the luxury here at this time of year where you can be a little less hard on the body, where, you know, some teams are going to be trying to really get that extra level of conditioning that you guys are already at.
Yeah, and you can see that when we wrestle, too. Yeah, we're in great shape, and like I said, we're not going to get in any better shape right now. We can maintain what we have, and as a coaching staff, we feel real comfortable with where we're at conditioning-wise. So, and you know what's really good is the coaching staff that we've got in the room right now with Schofield and Tim Folkerts is helping out a bunch, and, you know, Darren Helm is freed up now. The junior high season's over, which gives us an extra body, and Jeff Beal's been a really good asset with us, and, you know, with the conditioning and the nutrition side with his running background. So, but Nick Pickerel being in the room, man, I'm telling you, tonight was a prime example of that. You know, it's worth its weight in gold to have him in the room and to do the things that we're doing, it's just really going well right now for us.
Well, you have a meet. This is going to be broadcasting tomorrow morning as well, but you have a meet tomorrow over in Fairfield. And this to me would be one of those meets that's really nerve-wracking as a coach, because, you know, you want to keep your skills honed, but you don't want to go out and have some guy get hurt or you know, find yourself taking a step back because, you know, you're trying to take a little bit off the pedal. But these could be kind of those difficult ones to get through.
No question. Tomorrow's one of those hold your breath days. You know, we still want good matches, don't get me wrong, but, you know, we're in that part of the season where one injury can really, really devastate you. So, and you know how shorthanded we are to begin with. We've got kids that can step in, but, you know, we've got kids that can win state medals as well. So, you know, that could be in jeopardy as well, but you just got to trust that you trust in your training and trust that you've done everything the right way. The kids aren't going to put themselves in bad positions to be injured, hopefully. And like I said, as a coach, you just hold your breath.
We're talking with head coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Abia Blue Demons wrestling team. Coach, you know, you guys look a week from today, and you don't want to look past this meet tomorrow at Fairfield. But really, it's all about next week, sectionals. You get to host it here, and that's a really a big honor for you guys and a real opportunity for our fans to come out and to be a part of this environment and to really come out and support these guys. And we're going to have that broadcast right here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've been really fortunate over the last 4 years. This will be our third sectional. So, you know, it's nice to have that honor. It's nice to know that the state thinks highly enough of us to put on that tournament. And, you know, Schofield does a great job of organizing that and running it. So, It's in good hands for sure. And really, it's no different for me because Schofield does so much with that tournament. So I can coach, you know, and I don't have to worry about running a tournament, whereas, you know, you go other places and the head coach is in charge of that. So it works well for us. We've just got a really good team and coaches included, and everything works well, and we know our roles, and we're proud to have it. Yeah, we hope to have a good crowd next Saturday.
We're talking with the head coach of the Ambia wrestling team, head coach Dave Winger. Coach, let's talk about the weight classes here. You go down. I want to start with Shadow Leshen because Shadow's really he's had a couple of really big weeks here. He's had the Glosser kid from Eddieville Blakesburg, which is so important in my mind to have that match. One, Jaron's an outstanding wrestler. They're good friends. But Shadow had that little mental block with Jaron, and now he's got back-to-back wins over him. Really got tested, and he needed that. He's only had a few times this season where I could say that Shadow really had been tested. And I think both those times have come with Glosser.
No doubt, absolutely. And you know, we'll see him again tomorrow if everything goes as planned. So, and I'm sure Jaron is going to be ready to go. So, yeah, it's kind of funny because they are good friends. And you know, Jaron used to come over as a kid and work out with us, and I don't know him that well, but I know that they're good friends, and they're fierce, both really fierce competitors. So we'll see that match again tomorrow, I'm quite sure. And you know, it's just another step. You're right. If we win that match, great. If we don't win that match, you know, it's not going to be devastating. So you know, and we've got several guys that need matches like that. You know, Brett's a guy that needs some good matches, and Griffin Osing needs some good matches, and all of our kids need good matches. So we're not going to shy away from that this late in the year. You know, it's just going to make us better, and as long as we can, like we opened with, as long as we can sneak through the day without any nicks or cuts, it will be all right.
Bryce Leshen at 126. Bryce, last weekend, you know, after we had our conversation on the air, had a real tough matchup, which I thought was really beneficial for him.
Yeah, we looked at that match a long time ago. We knew that the white kid from Central Springs was going to give him a good match, and I think he's ranked fourth in the state, and we knew that that'd be a good measuring stick for Bryce. So Bryce wrestled good. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of. He got taken down late in the match to make it 6-0, but, you know, the Central Springs coaches were really, really appreciative of that match, and couldn't believe that Bryce was a freshman, and it was one of the better matches that the white kid got all year. So we know where we're at with Bryce, and you know, he's a physical kid, and you know as well as I do, he's not going to back down from anybody. So the next few weeks, I'm really excited about watching Bryce, you know, put ourselves in good position. Hopefully, when we get up to the well, we'll see how everything pans out there.
Of course, we have Caleb White, the returning state qualifier. You know, he seems like he's really honed in on his body this year, hasn't had the struggles with the weight. And with that, he's become a much more technical wrestler and really wrestling very, very well for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I've said it before on your show, I'd hate to wrestle Caleb White. He's just so unorthodox. You have no idea, you know, where he's going to go or what he's going to do. And he's one of those kids that can give anybody a problem. As you saw last week, he wrestled the number one kid in the state to a last second match, and really Caleb had a really good opportunity to at least tie that match, and we fell just short. So, you know, again, we talk about measuring sticks, and Caleb's right there as well. He's got a few things that he needs to work out, and we've talked about it, and he's well aware of what he needs to do to reach that next level, and hopefully. Hopefully he does that, and if he doesn't, you know, he might leave something on the table. So hopefully, you know, he turns a corner a little bit here, and we can get some more out of him in February.
Well, there's nobody that does the Kelly any better than the Caleb White. Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's funny, and you know, you're right, and he knows that, and now his opponents are starting to know that as well. So we've been working a lot on plan B. So if plan A goes away, we'll have a plan B. So,
well, if they're thinking about the Kelly the entire time, then you know that's going to leave them vulnerable someplace else.
That's exactly what we talked about tonight. And, you know, I think plan A is not the Kelly, and plan B is now. So, you know, we'll see where we're at with that. But it's an awful nice move to have in your back pocket if you need it, for sure.
Moving right up to Blake Lawless. Blake, another one of those outstanding freshmen, coach, and he's just a tough kid, and he's got the makings and the potential to make a run to the well, for sure.
The kid's only lost one time at 32, so, and that was the, you know, a highly ranked wrestler. You know, Blake Marloff, actually he's lost to Blake twice now, so, you know, his only losses are to a top three kid. So he beat the number 9 ranked 1A wrestler at I-35 last week, and just has been super solid, always in position. You know, he's got a lot of poise for a freshman, never gets flustered. He's in great shape, and if it's close, he's going to win that match. So we're looking forward to maybe sneaking him through in as a sleeper. You know, I don't view Blake as a sleeper.
No, not at all.
Nobody's got Blake on their radars, and you know, that's a dangerous thing. So I can't wait to see how that pans out either.
Well, I pity those who underestimate Blake Lawless. He's one tough kid.
No doubt.
And then, you know, of course, you got 145. You got a little mystery there with Dalton Folkerts, and Hugh Sinclair is more than capable. I thought last year, if you had been healthy, he would have had a chance to make it to the well.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to see where we're at 45. You know, if Dalton can't go, Hugh's going to be there. So, and, you know, Dalton, you know how I am, Coach. We're going to make Dalton prove himself next week, and if his hand holds up, and if that's something that he can do, that he's got to beat Hugh in the wrestling room before he's a varsity wrestler. So, you know, and we've talked about it, and if his hand doesn't hold up, we don't want him in the lineup.
Yeah,
you know, we've got things that we need to do as a team as well, and we're looking for a sectional title, and we're looking to punch our ticket to the regional duels, and we've got to have healthy bodies in our lineup. So we're going to really see how that works out. I feel like it's going to work out okay either way. If we have Hugh in the lineup, we'll be fine. And if we have Dalton in the lineup, that's fine. And that's a good problem to have, for sure. So.
Absolutely. That's one of the things. I just looked at that lineup you guys got, and I said, my goodness, look at the depth right there. You know, how do you don't go wrong by putting any one of those guys in any one of those places. You are making the other team have to work.
Absolutely. You know, right up through the lineup there from 20 to 82 or wherever we have Christian, we're going to win the majority of those matches without question. So, you know, it's a nice problem to have. The good thing about it is we really haven't had to bump kids around as much as we have in the past. And that's good for me because I don't like doing that. Never have liked doing it. You ask kids to make weight all week long, and then you say, oh, by the way, you're wrestling up tonight. And it's not fair to the kids, but you have to understand that team comes first, and we're worried about winning duels, and really tough matches aren't going to kill kids, and it's just going to make them better. So, you know, bumping people around is really a win-win for us.
152, 160. That, you know, Griffin Osing, he mentally is tough.
Yeah.
He is physically going to make the other guy feel the pain of wrestling. And then Brett Lesh, and I just don't know if there's a better wrestler in high school wrestling, honestly. From mental, physical, and then the technical standpoint, Brett has got the entire package.
Absolutely. I think we're 80-0 at those two weights, so that speaks for itself. If you're into numbers, you can't argue 80-0. So, absolutely, they're both very solid, very technical wrestlers, and you know what, I would just really like it if the listeners were able to see what I see every night in the wrestling room with those two guys. They absolutely scrap night after night after night, and that's why they're 80-0, is because they scrap every night of the week, and even on Sundays they come in and scrap. So, you know, that's going to pay benefits here within the next 3 weeks for sure.
And of course, at 170, Joe Sager. And Joe just keeps getting better. And you just seen last night, you know, when we went over to the tournament, he just was getting better and getting better. He's starting to recognize he's got the strength. He, you know, he's got the heart. He's just learning the technique.
No doubt. I mean, last night, generally you kind of make assumptions when kids run out on the mat, and Joe wrestled a very physical Corning kid, and Joe gives up weight, and I was a little bit worried about him, and he went out there, and I slapped him on the butt, and I said, Joe, go out there and just give us your motor. He's got a heck of a motor.
Yes, he does.
His motor is going all the time, and he's getting better. It's very visible to see that he's getting better, and that's coming at the right time, and we worked on some things tonight individually, and he understands. You've said it before that he's a smart kid, and he picks up on stuff quick, and again, nobody's putting Joe Seger on their radar, and you know what? That could be one of those guys that might step up and win some matches for us here coming up.
Which leads me to the next one, who I think Joe and Christian Summers at 182 or 195. You got a little flexibility there, but those two wrestlers are really similar. I can see Joe kind of having the similar type of progression that Christian's had over his career, and Christian's one of those kids just had his big moments, and then you can see where he just missed it a little bit, but you can start to see the pages turn and the things are starting to come together.
You bet. I had the honor of coaching those two kids tonight in practice. I just love coaching them because they'll respond. Not that our other guys don't, but I just really like coaching those two guys because their ears are always open and they're always attentive and eager to learn more. And Joe had a few problems with a kid throwing both of his legs in on him last night, and we worked on that. He understands how to maneuver out of that now, and it was really a lot of fun. But Christian, I'm not going to give away secrets, but we've got some things that we've worked with Christian on, and I think that it's going to be one of those things where he's going to catch a kid in the right spot at the right time, and it's going to pay off. So lots of things going on behind the scenes with those two young men, and I'm really excited for both of them.
220, or the heavyweight to Zach Davis. And Zach, I think he's one of those guys that he's no longer underestimated. He's going to be a brute, and he's a kid I think really has got his mind focused on getting to the well.
Yeah, you know what, I talked to my old buddy Kenny Ross tonight after school, and, you know, a big supporter of wrestling, Albia Wrestling, and Zach was with me, and I said, watch for this kid because he got three takedowns in 40 seconds last night.
Unbelievable.
So we're working good on our feet, and he's just starting to really diversify what he's got in his arsenal, and he's gonna be able to do a lot of good things for us. If the only thing that I'm worried about with Zach is that, you know, he's still raw enough to where I don't want him to make a silly rookie mistake, and we've talked about that a lot. If he stays solid on his feet, that's all I'm concerned about. You know, the fifth-ranked wrestler in the state couldn't take Zach down a couple weeks ago at Marshalltown, so if he stays solid on his feet, we're good to go. And I think he's starting to see that, and he's not cutting weight to make 285 anymore. So
that's good stuff. He can not concentrate on that and worry just about wrestling.
The man was 6 pounds underweight after practice,
stuff.
So I'm excited about that.
Coach, congratulations. You guys have had a heck of a season, and the fun's just about to really get going, and we can't wait to bring it all to our listeners out there. And go have fun tomorrow. Stay safe. And we will see you in just one short week.
Yep, thanks a lot for having us. I appreciate it.
Head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, Coach Dave Winger, here on this
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
They say the best things in life are free. At H&R Block, you can sample the best tax professionals for free. If your tax return is straightforward, a highly trained tax professional will prepare and e-file your federal 1040 EZ at no cost. That's right, free until February 15th. You deserve the best tax preparation available. So come on in and put our tax pros to work on your return. Fees apply with earned income credit and for state returns.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Another Coach's Corner in the book. I want to thank everyone at Community First Credit Union for making this broadcast possible, putting the community first, making sure our kids and our community are celebrated. And what a great time we've had this morning here from some of our outstanding coaches, Coach Dave Winger, Coach Archer, and we're blessed to have these kind of guys leading our young men and making them in. And, of course, giving us lots of entertainment on the basketball court and on the mats. Just a public service announcement. The Riverline Family Worship Center is having a clothing swap this morning, and they are opening it up to the public for anyone that wants to come out, and the clothes is free. So if you have someone that's looking for some clothes, they got a large selection of nice and barely used used clothes, and chances for you to come out for free and stop out till 1 o'clock, and it is free for anybody. So stop out to River Life Family Worship Center. They are west of town on Old 34, just past the Country Club turnoff, and you'll see it up on the hill there, the River Life Family Worship Center. That's till 1 o'clock. All right, I want to say thank you to all of our great sponsors, Community First Credit Union, and, of course, the best board operator in the business, Scotty Fry, back on the board. Have a great Saturday from the Core 345. This is Jason Summers saying so long. We'll see you just 1 week from today where sectional wrestling tournament will open up, and we'll be there to bring you all the action. Have a great Saturday.
And a good Saturday morning, mostly sunny skies today. Temperatures reaching 32 with wind chill values near 5 degrees. On your overnight, a chance of freezing rain after midnight. Mostly cloudy skies, low temperature near 27. For Sunday, a freezing rain in the morning, then freezing rain and rain between 9 and noon. Then rain likely in the afternoon with high temperatures near 41 degrees. A chance of rain on Sunday night, cloudy skies, a low near 37.